Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues. And people that are important to you, two very important people here today from two extremely important organizations in our community to talk about a very important announcement. President and CEO of the Homefront Care, Sean Kelly, is here. Hello, Sean.
How are you?
Thank you so much for coming in today. And he's on the board of directors. He is the treasurer of Peak Military Care Network. Buddy Newton is here. Hello, Buddy.
Hi, good morning.
I appreciate both of you coming in. When I saw this announcement, I was like, boom, like mic drop. The announcement that Homefront Cares, Peak Military Care Network, you guys are going to merge by January of 2020, which, by the way, I must say, kind of makes sense, right?
Yes, it does. So that's why we're doing it, right?
Okay, so let's talk about this process and how that decision came to be, because this has actually been in discussion for quite a while, right?
Specifically with Peak for about 4 months, but the Homefront Cares, I was hired a little over a year ago. And I was brought in basically to say, hey, what's the next step for the Homefront Cares? Where are we going? Because we've managed to pivot to take care of changing needs. And so one of the first things we did was start to look at organizations out there to potentially merge with. And we looked at a bunch of organizations nationally, locally. And to be honest, we didn't really come out of that with a clear sense of a path forward. And then about 5 or 6 months ago, maybe 5 months ago, approached Peak and said, hey, you know, it turns out you guys, it was just one of those things that's sitting right in front of you and you don't notice it.
Right. At first it's like, wait, why? We're searching and searching right. And it's right.
Yeah. It's right in front of you. Yeah. And it's one of those things where, you know, it was kind of like, you know, the one of those duh moments where we are, Peak is one of our biggest referrals and we're one of Peak's biggest referrals. And we have a very similar culture and very similar goals. And so I sat down with Kate Hatton about 5 months ago, who's the executive director of Peak, and said, hey, how about we merge and you get to be the boss at the end of the merger? And that started the whole thing. And to be honest, we've been doing due diligence for the past 4 or 5 months. And, you know, as we were talking about beforehand, this is probably one of the easiest mergers that's ever happened because our cultures are just so similar and our missions and goals are so similar.
And what was Kate, and unfortunately Kate couldn't be here today, very busy, but kind of reaction when you approached her and said, hey, let's do this. Was she kind of like, wait, what? Or was she kind of like, let me think that through with the cogs kind of?
I think for about a millisecond, she was like, whoa, did not see that coming. That was not what I thought this meeting was going to be about. But then quickly, as we talked about it, it was an obvious no-brainer. And I kind of want to give a shout out to Kate because, you know, I approached her and the reason I said, hey, Kate, I'd really love to see you be the one in charge. Kate's got a long history in Colorado Springs working with the military community and her network and her knowledge is frankly greater than mine. So it was a no-brainer for me to say, you know, Kate, you should be the one. And a shout out to Kate. She was like, no, I'll do whatever the board decides. So she was very, very open to being to stepping down also because she wanted to do what's right for the military community and whatever that was. So I think that's why this worked out so well because both organizations are so committed to helping the community that we're going to do what we need to do to get that done.
Right.
And so it's been a very busy process.
Now, Buddy, when that kind of proposal was brought to the board of directors for Peak Military Care Network, was it kind of say that same kind of, whoa, wait a second, or, you know,
yeah, we were a little thrown off, but again, kind of to echo Sean's comments, I think our cultures align very well. And so when we were approached with this idea, we looked at it with open arms and we said, you know, both organizations have a vital opportunity to help those in need in Colorado Springs. And, you know, half of our callers that call into Peak Military Care Network, we refer to the Homefront Cares. I mean, that's a large majority of who we help is people who need financial assistance. And so it just kind of made sense, again, that our organizations kind of align.
Yeah, so. I'm sure. And we were kind of talking before, like, and if folks don't know, so Peak Military Care Network is an extensive network of organizations that are connected, like you said, Buddy, they call, and then Peak Military Care Network can connect them to other resources. One of those being, of course, Homefront Cares. But as we were kind of talking in the break, by doing that, just with the connection between Homefront Cares and Peak Military, there's a couple to a few onboarding processes, right? Which just kind of slows down the services to military members, veterans, and family, right?
That's correct, yeah. So aligning organizations kind of will streamline that process effectively, yeah.
Now, when the discussion was happening between Homefront Cares and Peak Military Care Network. Of course, I'm sure finances was one of the top discussions. And in doing this, not only are you kind of combining resources, which is fantastic for our military families and veterans, but also finances. It helps finances, right?
Correct, yeah. So, you know, one of our main goals in doing this is to obviously maximize the dollars that we're bringing in as donations. And so, effectively, we can, you know, save about $150,000 by combining the two organizations and overhead. And so we can utilize those funds more effectively. And like you said, we'll have a more robust organization as far as resources and combining both staffs, but really maximizing those dollars that people are donating so that we're using those to the best benefit of the community.
Okay, we do need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the time frame of the merger, more of the benefits of these two organizations combining, and a lot more. We were talking with Sean Kelly. He's the president and CEO of the Homefront Cares, and Buddy Newton. He's on the board of directors, treasurer for Peak Military Care Network. That's all on the way next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. This morning, we're talking with Buddy Newton. He's Board of Directors, Treasurer, Peak Military Care Network, and President and CEO of the Homefront Care, Sean Kelly, here. Thank you both for coming in. And, of course, that very important announcement that happened, a week or two ago. Homefront Cares, Peak Military Care Network have announced that you will be merging by January of 2020. And is that time frame kind of for the merger kind of, is it finalized? Is it on track?
We're on track.
Yeah, it's on track.
It's on track.
That's the plan.
That's awesome. Now, a lot of topic, you know, discussion, of course, you know, you guys are saying it's a pretty easy merger. But how was it for you, Sean? I mean, just coming in here, a year and a half ago, they hired you on as the CEO, take a look at everything. And then for you to go, you know what, I will step aside for this. I mean, that's a pretty incredible.
So, you know, one of the reasons why I took this job was a good friend of mine who lives locally. He's a vet, and he takes care of a bunch of vets on his own. He's always running about 20 veterans that he's sort of taking care of around the country,
right?
You know, picking up the phone, calling them, saying, how's it going? And anyway, when he told me about this job, he's like, Sean, you need to take this job because you need to, someone needs to take a look at this. And, you know, and I come from a family of veterans, and I saw my brother go off to the Gulf War. And I saw the impact that had on him when he came back. And he's a pretty functional guy and, you know, comes from a good family. And yet I saw the impact that had on him. Mm-hmm. And it's only recently I found out what it was that sort of caused him that suffering. So I felt a little bit of a responsibility to kind of come in and do this. This was more than just a job for me. It was a bit of a mission. I came from the school world where, you know, you're driven by mission. You're there for a reason.
Right.
So it was... You know, when I kind of came in, it took me about 4 or 5 months to get my feet under me and really get a look at the community and what was going on for veterans. And what I saw was that there's so much commitment in this community to help the military community and our veteran community, and people want to help. But even I saw confusion on my own part, which was...
When you came in.
When I came in, It was like, holy cow.
As an outsider. Yeah,
it's like you're coming into a fresh environment. You're just, there's like, there are so many different organizations that are around supporting veterans, and there are a lot of duplication of services. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I started looking at all these organizations, right, they're all doing audits at, you know, $5,000, $8,000, $10,000 a year. They're all paying an executive director. They're all paying overhead, rent, utilities, phones, and just kind of did some math on the back of an envelope. And it was like, wow, there's millions of dollars of low hanging fruit here that could be saved, that could go towards programming, but also make it easier for the donors out there to know who do you give to. And
right,
I think coming through this is, you know, looking at this locally, Colorado Springs is a pretty cool town that locals like to take care of people here. Mm-hmm. And the two organizations in town that have a lot of respect around this are, you know, Homefront Cares and Peak Military Care Network. And so it made a lot of sense for us to merge our efforts to sort of streamline not only access to services, but as Buddy said, there's just more money now available to support
the veterans and military
community.
And family. Yeah.
Right. It's a no-brainer. So yeah. I'm happy to step away. I'm happy to step away to support that effort.
Right, of course. Yeah. And now it sounds like you have other organizations possibly reaching out saying, hey, I mean, it would be great, right?
That's right. That's eventually the goal is, I mean, we're not looking to start going out there and collecting organizations. But, you know, I think part of the message can be for other military nonprofits out there that as their executive directors or leaderships maybe move on or take another job, maybe the boards, instead of saying, hey, we're just going to hire another executive director, maybe they look at the model of partnering up and saving a bunch of administrative fees. Your missions are still going to maintain and still going to get to do what you're doing. Right. But the idea is just trying to cut out those administrative costs.
Now, buddy, in looking at the merger and looking at the different programs that each organization offers and the different services, is right now kind of a time where each organization has to look at each program and go, okay, we can keep this. This one stays. We have to merge these. This one goes. Is that kind of a step-by-step process as you kind of merge all the two organizations?
Yeah, it's really a step-by-step process. I think the, you know, our navigation, you know, we have navigators that help people look at all their needs and use our agency, our network to get them the help that they need. I think that kind of falls in line again with their navigators and their call takers that focus just on the financial needs. So that those programs kind of align together.
Right.
There is a couple programs that the Homefront Cares, and Sean can speak to those, that are going to continue on. And so those won't go away. So I think, you know, as far as the call-in center and the navigation piece, those are, again, are going to align, and the other programs are going to continue on.
Interesting. And what's going to be the new name for the merged organization?
It's going to be the Homefront Military Care Network. And I do want to kind of give a shout out to one of our programs that Buddy mentioned is, you know, our core of our program is emergency financial assistance. But we also have a program called Welcome Home Heroes, which if it's one of the coolest things I've done, which is we, in fact, over the next couple months, we're going to be welcoming home about 3,500 troops coming back from deployment. So we go out to out near the airport, and we welcome all the troops coming back from deployment at the ADAC. And we give them a quarter pounder and a burger. And
probably the first thing they want, right? Exactly. Yes, give me a burger.
And say thanks. Yeah. Thank you. And and that's over the years, we've given out $250,000 or 250,000 burgers.
That's incredible.
And it's an amazing thing. And I just about 6 months ago, I was talking to a veteran who came back through the ADAC, and he got his burger. And so he never knew who it was. And the guy gave me a hug.
And he was like,
I was like, well, it wasn't me. I wasn't there 6 years ago. But he said that was a really powerful
moment
for him to come back and to actually have somebody there. Because that's ultimately our founders, Joe Henjum and Bob Carlone. You know, they were a couple of Vietnam-era veterans. And when we started getting the tempo of deployment started happening, more and more troops coming home, they didn't want to see our troops having the same experience that they experienced during the Vietnam era, coming back through San Francisco and getting spit on. So that's kind of the genesis of the Homefront Cares, and it started over a cup of coffee. And next thing you know, here we are 16 years later. And I recently spoke to Bob Carlone's daughter, talking to her about the merger. And she said that Bob would be very happy to hear that that was happening if you're around today. So that was great to hear, you know, these two guys who started
this
and to have the one of the daughters say that, you know, they would be really supportive of this.
That's fantastic. Okay, you guys hold the rest of those thoughts. We got to take a quick news break. We'll have more with Sean Kelly, Buddy Newton next on The Extra, KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with Buddy Newton from Peak Military Care Network. He's board of directors and treasurer and president and CEO of the Homefront Cares, Sean Kelly, talking about the big merger that was announced between the two organizations. Should happen by January of 2020. It will now be called Homefront Military Care Network, correct?
Correct.
And in looking at this, and we were kind of talking in the break, because the whole merging process, there's a logistics side to it, there is a financial side to it, and kind of figuring out what stays, what goes, but also looking at the process, because as we've been, as both of you have been emphasizing, making this process easier for military members, their families, veterans, because there's a lot of fatigue in that, isn't there? Sometimes because, refer here, start over. Refer here, start over. So that's part of the looking at this in the merging process, isn't it? Making it easier for our military members and families.
That's actually one of the major gains from all of this is that the fact that the whole process becomes a bit more streamlined. And so we're actually looking at what does that intake process look like? What does a referral process look like, and how do we streamline as much as possible? Knowing that when you merge two organizations, you can't predict everything. So we're aware of the fact that once the merged organization comes together, there's going to have to be some tweaks to the whole process. But you know, that brings up a point of all this, that one of the major parts of our cultures that really fit is the fact that we both organizations do a lot of vetting of clients as they come through.
Right.
So, you know, speaking for the Homefront Cares, we're an organization that gives out emergency financial support. So when you give away money, it's really important to vet that the client's coming through.
Yeah.
That's a legitimate need.
Right,
and,
right.
And there's a difference between a need and a want. I would love to get free money, but there's nobody giving me free money.
I think everybody would sign up and go, hey.
Right.
Hey, buddy, you're a treasurer. You got some free money for me? Yeah. Come on now. We're friends.
So, no, that's, you know, yeah. And that's the part of the process is, you know, you're vetting the clients that come through to make sure that that if we support them, it's actually going to have a significant impact. And so we spend a lot of time talking about, you know, what is defining help? What does help actually mean? And what does success actually mean?
Right, because I'm sure, like, again, because both of these, your definitions are the same but different.
Correct.
And having to reevaluate that.
And I think a lot of organizations, including some of the ways the Homefront Cares tracks, is you track outputs instead of outcomes. And so you're tracking, we serve X number of clients, we served X number of active duty, X number of kids. And that's great, but those are just numbers, and they don't actually mean anything unless you actually have some follow-up process to say, well, what are the outcomes? Because if you give away, you know, we've given out since 2003 $5.5 million in direct aid, and that's great, but if that $5.5 million didn't have an impact in terms of creating more stability, better mental health, better work, then it was $5.5 million wasted. It wasn't wasted because we do vetting and we actually look at a lot of the clients in a very in-depth process, and so does Peak.
Right, and that's just it, buddy. You were mentioning how the follow-up process is critical.
Correct, yes. I think
that's obviously going to be continued and be implemented in the future.
Exactly. Yeah. That's one of the big things that we do on our end is data collection and the follow-up. So just to give you some statistics, you know, we track our calls. And in 2019, 18% of those assisted were unemployed on the initial call, but on the follow-up, less than 5% were unemployed.
Wow.
And then another fact is in 2019, nearly 14% indicated they were homeless or unstably housed on the initial call, but on follow-up, less than 2% were. So again, it's not just finding the quick term or the quick solution to the problem and throwing money at it, but also making sure that our focus is helping them with their need and getting them on the right step forward.
Right. Absolutely. And that follow-up is critical because I'm sure a lot of these military members, family members, veterans, don't they kind of feel like it's a partnership when you come up and follow along with them and follow up with them?
Correct. It's more, you know, we're really fulfilling a need. It's not just, it's a relationship. And so when they call in, we're trying to not only remove the duplication of services and the fragmentation of services, but also make sure that they feel like they were taken care of properly.
Now, what have some of the partners said that Peak Military Care Network partners with and refers to about the merger and hearing of the news?
You know, they've been very favorable of it. I think they understand that we're doing this for the benefit of the community. I mean, that's what's most important.
Right.
It's for the benefit of the military community. We're making sure that we're utilizing the funds the best that we can. And you know, just to echo Sean's comments, I think there's a lot of positivity around this for the Colorado Springs community that as organizations look and grow and again, as directors move on, there's an opportunity for more of this to happen, which will only benefit the city.
Absolutely. And our military community. I mean, it's incredible. And okay, so let's kind of start talking about, and then I want to talk about after the break events coming up. And so getting people familiar with this, but I'm sure a lot of folks and either one of you can and jump in on this is maybe who have used your resources before or hearing this and are thinking about, hey, I need to connect with either organization, but okay, you're merging. Wait, what is that process? What does that mean for me as a military member, veteran, or family member? Wait, can I call now? Can I still get assistance? You know, is there, what's the process for our military members and families?
So basically between now and January, we're operating as two separate organizations. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's still a similar, the process today is exactly the same as it was a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Starting in the new year, that's what we're actually looking at right now is how do we combine those helplines, the phone numbers, the email, the website access. And there's a ton of logistics that have to be dealt with in terms of merging these two organizations. And they're not even very large. They're not huge organizations. So there's a ton of logistics that are happening right now, and the process is to figure out what is that intake process look like. So for between now and January, the process is the same. You know,
everything's the same. Now. Okay.
And then starting in January, it's not going to be significantly different to the for the person seeking assistance, There's still going to be a number. You're still going to call in. There's still access from a website. I think a lot of the changes will be internal, streamlining that intake process so that, you know, the new organization has one intake process. And if there's a financial component to it, that's part of the intake process. And instead of a separate, now there has to be a phone call to the Homefront Cares and all that. It's a just trying to streamline that whole thing. And, you know, we have a helpline at the Homefront Cares. Peak has a helpline. Of course, you want to merge those two together because you don't need to have two separate helplines merging. So that's a lot of logistics that we're taking care of right now. And the goal is obviously to make this as efficient and as streamlined as possible.
Yeah, it's and it's going to be quite a process.
It is quite a process.
It's a big undertaking. But you guys got this. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll have more when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with President and CEO, Homefront Care, Sean Kelly, and from the Board of Directors, Treasurer for Peak Military Care Network, Buddy Newton. And we're talking about the big merger that was announced, what was it, like a month ago?
Two, three weeks ago.
They are joining their organizations to help expand services for military veterans and their families. It will be called Homefront Military Care Network, and it will be launched January 2020, which right now everything's on track, right?
On track.
That's awesome. It's quite an undertaking. You guys are fantastic. So let's talk about, of course, with the merger of both of the organizations, we've talked about how it's going to benefit members, family, more money to actually support the community, veterans, families, military. But I'm sure there are some events coming up too, right, to kind of help folks get ready and stuff like that. But also just to have some fun and fundraising.
Yeah, so Peak Military Care Network is going to have our third annual Honoring the Brave breakfast on the November 22nd at 7:30 a.m. It's going to be held at the Broadmoor International Center. So if you're interested in being a table captain and hosting a table or even just being a sponsor of the event, you can call 719-577-7417.
And what was that number again?
It's 719-577-7417.
And they can, I'm sure, find out info on the website too,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course. Yep, pmc.com. Yep.
Perfect. So that's coming up November 22nd? Right?
Yes, November 22nd.
What about Homefront Cares events coming up?
So we have on October 28th, it's Huhat Cares. That's the Huhat Mongolian Grill. And I kind of want to give them a shout out because this is going to be our ninth year that they've had the Huhat Cares. And during those 9 years, they've raised over $200,000. That's given to the Homefront Cares. And, you know, so anyway, on October 28th, you can go to the two Colorado Springs Huhat locations and get your lunch, get your dinner, and 100% of the proceeds, not a percentage, but 100% of all sales goes to the Homefront Cares. So that's you know, I was just speaking to their team a couple months ago, and I really do want to kind of give this as a, this is an ongoing relationship. 9 years that they've been doing this for us, and it's a huge deal for this community. And I really want to be successful. So come on out October 28th to Huhat Cares.
I mean, you get great food.
There is that.
And you get to, it goes directly to support Homefront Cares.
Correct.
See, so go chow down and, right? We got the plans to do that.
Lunch and dinner.
Lunch. Oh, so it's all day.
It's all day.
You can do it. Okay, so let's just kind of wrap up everything we've talked about a lot in the merger, Homefront Cares and the Peak Military Care Network. Any final thoughts you guys would like to share before we wrap up today? Because, I mean, this really is, it's a lot to kind of wrap your mind around and for the community as well. But as we kind of talked about, there's also kind of a fatigue in the, we are very supportive of our everybody, but getting everybody merged together and support.
Well, I agree. You know, I think there's so much goodwill in this town.
Oh, yes.
And
it's incredible, actually.
It's an amazing place. And I think there's so many people out there that want to help. But one of the things I've noticed is that there is some confusion out there amongst donors who want to help, but it's getting to be confusing for them because there's so many organizations out there asking for dollars that it becomes confusing as to which organization to support. So one of the things we're hoping that this merger accomplishes is to help clarify, make it a little bit easier for donors to understand what's going on out there, how to help. But also to act as an inspiration maybe for some other nonprofits, both in the military sphere and maybe in other nonprofit, other areas, that maybe they start to look at merging efforts and combining efforts to cut costs and make it easier for the donors to understand, you know.
And make the dollars go further.
And make the dollars go much further.
Right.
To have a positive impact on our community.
maybe you guys have inspired some.
We hope so.
I mean, that would be fantastic, right?
Yeah. And I just want to touch on the numbers one more time. Yeah. Obviously, I'm the accountant, so I have to.
Yeah, you're the numbers guy, so you go with it, buddy.
So obviously, we touched earlier that, you know, overhead savings is, you know, approximately $150,000. But I think more importantly, the number to focus on is that we're anticipating additional $70,000 of those savings will be direct assistance dollars. So again,
which can translate to how many families or military members or what it helped.
So north of 75. So that our average, depending upon how you cut the numbers, that additional $70,000 is giving to direct grants to families. That's going to help probably north of 70 families, which you...
That's incredible.
Includes kids. 50% of our cases include kids.
Right.
So you're looking at 70 families that might be an additional 150.
Right.
200 people. Correct. that savings, and that's just in the grants department. It's not even helping in the greater network, the greater streamlining the whole process. Right. So it's a pretty impressive impact.
Right. So. Yeah, that's awesome. Any other numbers?
No, I think that's it for now.
That's awesome. Thank you for coming in today and explaining the merger and the thought process behind it. And wish you guys the best of luck in the whole, I mean, getting it all done. Like we were saying, a lot to it. A lot of it's just the details, but we'll have to have you guys back in the new year after everything's all said and done.
We'd like that.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sean Kelly, President CEO of Homefront Cares, from Peak Military Care Network, Buddy Newton, Board of Directors, and the Treasurer as well. Okay, coming up tomorrow on The Extra, it is the Business Edition, KRDO News Radio.